good day and welcome to Eclipse Talk Spectacular, the October 2009 edition.
With Wayne and Lynn.
How are you today, Lynn?
Excellent. How are you?
Also excellent. It's been an exciting couple of months since, I guess, our last podcast.
I think it's only been a month.
Well, it feels like a long, long time. And, you know, any time spent away from you, it feels like it's entirely too long. But let's get on to it. So tell me, Lynn, what's going on in the event space?
The biggest thing in my world is Eclipse Summit Europe. So probably everyone listening has heard of it before, but it's taking place October 27th to 29th in Ludwigsburg, Germany. Registration is open, and it's not too far away now, I guess about a month. I guess if you haven't already submitted a talk or something like that, another way to participate is we have a call for posters now. There's going to be a big party the Wednesday night with a poster reception, so there's still an opportunity to get in a submission for that.
I'm looking forward to it. I know I've submitted a poster. I'm looking forward to my approval, which is not guaranteed, unfortunately.
Insider, though, I know it's looking good.
Yes,
okay. It's looking good.
Yes, as an insider myself. But anyway, excellent. So I'm looking forward to Eclipse Summit Europe myself. I'm also, I guess at my poster, I intend to be demoing a bit of the work that Gabe and I have been working on, in particular a new version of our IP log maintenance tool and some other code that we've been tinkering around with to do mapping of classes to project. The idea is very often a challenge that we have is we can identify a particular class in a system that we want to edit, make modifications to, but we don't know what project it comes from, or very often finding that project is challenging and difficult. So we've been working on a little strategy and some code to help sort out that kind of information. Anyway, I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm hoping to get some excitement around it. These are two pieces that I'm hoping to contribute to the DASH project following Eclipse Summit Europe, following glowing response from my fellow committers at Eclipse Summit Europe. So now, where do we go to register for Eclipse Summit for those few that haven't registered already?
EclipseSummit.org.
EclipseSummit.org. And I know that the conference hotel, the Nestor, which is right next to the conference facility, does tend to fill up fairly quickly.
Yes.
I suspect it's not too late yet, but sooner is probably better than later.
I know the deadline's coming up, too, for the reduced rate.
Right, so register now to save some money and to find a room at the inn. So you have some demo camps coming up as well, then?
Yep, so we've put out a call for people to organize demo camps. We already have 22 cities signed up in 12 countries. This time around, we're running them from November 1st to 30th. So if there's any committers or employees of member companies that are interested in organizing one, you can still sign up with me. For the link of all the cities that are already set up and the information on how to organize one, if you go to the wiki.eclipse.org and click on the conferences and events link, the demo camps are listed under November 1st.
And you just said, I think, if I heard properly, that contact information for you to get a hold of you to schedule one of your own is there available there as well?
Yeah, all the guidelines are up, and you can email me at democamps@eclipse.org if you're interested.
Democamps.eclipse.org, excellent. Yeah. So any really, I guess, interesting cities, you know, cities that we don't normally hear from?
Estonia is in this time. I believe that they've done one before, but it's been a while, so it's great to have them back in. I know Vienna's on the list this time.
I remember hearing something, India or...
Yep. Actually, we've had a few in India before, and they're always successful. Okay. We have some in Indonesia. Columbus, Ohio is a new one,
too. Ooh, Columbus. So,
yes.
Home of the Blue Jackets. That's a hockey team. Anyway, cool. And you have some Eclipse runtime days coming up.
Yes, there's one in Austin on November 17th and one in Toronto on November 19th. They're both being hosted by IBM. I know that the agenda is already set. They've got full speakers planned already, so they're open for registration. There's an announcement on the main page of eclipse.org, so you can go there to see all the specific details and to sign up as well.
And I know I'm speaking at the Toronto one on OSGI, getting started with OSGI and Equinox. Tom Watson's covering that same topic in Austin. It looks to be an awesome topic for an awesome day.
Cool.
So I have a couple of things just in the project space. Not too much today. We're going to keep this one short, I think. We've been really working hard with the projects to make sure that their project plans are up to date. And I'm very encouraged by the number of projects that have gone through the process of getting their project plans together and have, of course, added future milestones to their project. So when you go to these projects, project plans, you can get a sense for when they're releasing, what they're releasing. They're setting themes for development over the next 6 months to a year. I think this is a great resource for someone coming from the community and an adopter, a potential contributor, to have some understanding of how they can fit into the project's plan and successfully make contributions or successfully make their own plans for their own products based on the Eclipse technologies that they're absorbing. But anyway, as I was saying, I'm very encouraged by the response from the project leads. Every day it seems two or three new project plans, or two or three project plans are updated to the current state and basically becoming very valuable tools.
Now, for those who don't complete public floggings this time, or?
Well, we're thinking about public floggings, honestly, I think there's some natural consequence here. If you don't have a project plan, then it's difficult for people to understand how they can work with your project. And I think the natural consequence there is people won't participate, right? So I believe that a project plan is a critical part. And as much as I like the public floggings, I just don't see them as a necessary, just the amount of infrastructure, the resources that we have to expend to set up that kind of flogging.
Your arm gets tired.
The arm gets tired after a while. So no, I think, really, again, there's a real natural consequence here. And it's really in the project's own selfish best interests to be putting this together. And that's motivation enough.
True.
Probably the other, there's lots of exciting things going on. We've had a couple of new project creations and some other reviews. But I'm really excited about the eGit project. I'm really looking forward to seeing this grow and flourish and mature. And to some degree, it already is. The news group is very active. There's a growing community of adopters out there already.
So I should jump in. It's not a news group anymore. We are now converted to the wonderful forums.
Right, and of course I'm still stuck in old lingo. Yes, of course the forums.
They're beautiful.
The beautiful forums that are beautiful, wonderful webmasters have set up for us. Actually, the forums have done a great job of expanding our community.
Yeah.
The number of people who are now joining in Eclipse communications and conversations has increased, and that's just wonderful. We've managed to grow our audience. And again, the eGit conversation is very lively and active. There's clearly an adopter community out there. There's a lot of people who are very excited and interested in this project. We've brought it into Eclipse. I believe the initial contribution has gotten to a check into CVS state. So they're actually in the process of moving code over to Eclipse now from their current home, their bootstrapping home, I guess. So that's a project that's very real, and it's an important step towards widespread adoption of Git. At Eclipse, I know a lot of people are very excited about modernizing our source code management strategies. And we've already set up a read-only Git mirror of our CVS repositories. That and the development of eGit are important steps towards having projects hosted exclusively in Git at Eclipse.org. Again, this is an exciting part of the modernization that continues to occur at Eclipse.org. Anyway, that's all I have for today. Lynn, you have anything more?
I guess the next podcast will be after Eclipse Summit Europe, so we can give a good recap of what the exciting talks were and maybe who you met there.
Yeah, talk a little bit about some of the excitement. Who fell down, who...
anyway, who got up.
Who got up, exactly. Anyway, blow-by-blow account. So with that, we'll close this podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day, and make sure that day includes Eclipse.
Good day.
Good day.